Back to CKT 90.3 FM. My name is Rose and I'm with Thomas Dalton, a local Montreal artist.
Howdy.
Hello. Why don't you introduce yourself, Thomas?
Well, like the interviewer said, I'm Thomas Dalton. I'm from Montreal and you're listening to CKUT. I don't know what the numbers are. But I was very kindly asked to bring my remix to the table. This is a remix of Young and Little, a good friend of mine, Nico Little, who is an upcoming producer from Montreal as well. I highly recommend checking his stuff out. He has one album and a few singles that are absolutely divine. And I thought, hey, my ego needs to be, touched up a little bit. And I thought, why don't we take one of his songs and completely ruin it in my own way? And here we are. This is the creation I've come up with. And that's essentially it.
So when is it officially coming out? Because I know the release date is not quite yet, right?
It's Friday, next Friday. What is that?
I don't know. No reason to say the date really formally.
Just Friday. Any Friday. Pick a Friday on your calendar. That one.
There you go. That one. Exactly. Okay. And I mean, I was looking at your Instagram and you had a little cover photo for the, did you have a little photo shoot for the?
I did. Well, the original cover was actually of the main member, Nico Little. And I thought, again, let's take that cover and ruin it in my own way. So essentially I just cropped my unshaven, ungroomed, no coiffed, nothing.
Bare.
Yeah, it's quite a sight. If anything screams unemployment, it is the cover of that remix.
Oh, come on. But okay, you still have on Spotify, right? People can find other songs that you've like give
they
me
can.
Love. Was that the name of the song?
Yeah, give me your soul.
Give me your soul.
Sounds like a demonic punk rock post-industrial techno revolution that type of thing. No, it's electro funk. I don't even know what to really call it. But at the time I was really listening to a lot of Justice, a lot of Daft Punk, a lot of
love it.
French electro, and that stuff worked its way into my brain, and here you go.
Manifested itself to give me your soul.
I really try and avoid using the word manifest. It's
you know what?
Completely ruined as a word.
Been monopolized by the yoga LA scene.
Yeah, I mean, people are shouting and screaming to normalize manifestation, but I think we should manifest normalizing manifestation in a way that, you know, doesn't normalize the manifestation itself.
I think I'm all right. Can't you tell the things I do that keep me up at night? I don't want to fight, 'cause I know I'm in danger when I'm in your line of sight.
Another one. Too much to say. want my boy. I get with my ex. I want my boy. I want my boy. I get with my ex. I want my boy.
To CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Annika.
This is the first time we've recorded
together.
This is so
it's
exciting.
It's weird, like, looking you guys in the eyes now and doing it. I feel like, oh my gosh, it's so much weirder.
Well, to be honest, we have experienced a 3-second lag consistently with all of our Zoom recordings. I'm really happy. unless, like, I'm not here right now and not fully lucid, I don't think we're experiencing a lag.
No, fortunately, this is all real time.
You can hear me as soon as I speak.
Luckily.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Sound waves and everything.
Exactly. It's like reverberating through my
sound waves are really interesting, because I was sitting on a curb the other day, because the curb is the perfect height for sitting with a really good posture. Because, you know, it's like when you're doing yoga and they tell you to put a brick underneath your ass.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then it's so much easier to sit up straight. Mm. It's the curb. And a lot of houses in Japan are designed with a slightly elevated deck above the ground. So that way you can sit anywhere outside of your house
that
comfortably.
That is smart. That's, I learned, like, at my high school, we had, like, health and wellness days. And so, like, they'd take us to a bunch of workshops on, like, health and wellness. That's what we did, sex ed and all that stuff as well. And so one of the days, like, the lady who came in was talking about posture, and, like, having a better posture will, like, make your life better.
I just stood up straight.
No, yeah, exactly. But she's like, chairs are designed, like chairs that have the backs that go all the way down to where you sit, are designed so that if you sit at the very, very back, like, of the chair, then your back is pressed straight against the back of the chair and you'll sit up straight. But she's like, everyone always sits halfway on the chair or, like, on the edge of the chair, and that's why you're stooping. But, like, if you sit back in your chair, you're more likely to sit straight up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sitting straight is so difficult. And I think it's come to my attention even more so than usual, just because of... We said we weren't going to talk about the pandemic. But doing school at home, I feel like I'm much more conscious of the...
The sloop,
because I'm always sat.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get standing desks this time around.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Sounds exhausting.
It does. Well, also just because, like, you need a certain level, like, it's certain muscles in your core that are for standing. And so if you're always sitting, those are going to get lazy. So, like, even I had to, when I was at my job and I had to stand for, like, 8 hours in a row, I was like, my back hurt the next day. Like, my stomach hurt.
Really?
My shoulder, yeah. My chest hurt. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm, like, out of shape because I just don't stand
anymore.
Wait,
you work?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I thought you had gotten a job in
Montreal. No. Before.
But yeah, also at my service job, I'm standing.
Yeah.
Tell them where you work.
I work at a sandwich shop and...
makes remarkably bad sandwiches.
Not Subway.
Let's be nice to Subway. Not Subway.
I love Subway.
Kind
They're
of a
cookies?
Local Toronto, Montreal business where she works at. The cookies,
this is obvious.
Raspberry cheesecake. The raspberry cheesecake from cookie from Subway is like... light years ahead of everywhere else.
They're all so, like, soft and chewy. Like, they're, like, melt in your mouth.
And the little plastic thing right next to the cash register. Ugh. Like, do you want cookie and chips with that?
Yes!
I actually
want a cookie and chips.
Oh, my gosh. Subway
can
get
Subway.
Expensive. We should. Maybe, like...
Maybe we should hit Subway after this. Just
oh, my God.
Saying.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
No, but
It like racks up in price though.
Oh, Subway's
if you get
expensive.
The full on like
foot long
turkey foot long cookie drink chips. It's a full meal, but it's also like a full. But
then you're eating good.
You really are.
Yeah, you're eating fresh, one might say.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, you really we're sponsored by Subway.
Yeah.
So welcome to today's sponsor. I always got the foot long.
I didn't. I was at 6-inch.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
Wait, you were same with Annika? Mm-hmm. I ate the foot long, you know.
I'm sure I
totally
could.
Eat the foot long.
I ate the foot long, but I didn't even wait. I did it all in that 30-minute time
no,
period.
No, yeah, I just, when I was a kid, I couldn't finish a foot long, so I got used to going to Subway and ordering a 6-inch sandwich, and then I just kept doing it.
You guys get it toasted, though, right?
Obviously.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Cheese is melted.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy John's in the South, they don't toast the thing.
That is homophobic.
That's rough.
They literally. Actually are homophobic as a company.
I do. No, you don't say. That's
you don't
shocking
say.
News
who,
to me.
Who would
Jimmy
have thought?
John's?
Jimmy John's.
That's crazy.
That, their name is literally like white name, white name.
White name, white name, white name.
Hi, we are a white brand.
Chick-fil-A. I know, that's like their sister brands, Chick-fil-A or brother
Jimmy
brands,
John's.
I guess.
Chick-fil-A and Jimmy John's. I've never been to Chick-fil-A. We don't have them.
Me
There's
either.
One in Toronto.
I know, but do you know...
Oh, yeah, I keep on forgetting you're not from Toronto.
Excuse me. No, I'm not, yeah. I don't have COVID, I promise.
No, I know. We're just, I look,
we're
I'm
outside.
Not even,
we're safe.
Today I was coughing because I drank water the wrong way at work, which led to just a lot of concerned customers. And I was just like, calm down. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Wrong tube. Okay. That's it. Okay. Anyways.
I know.
Toronto, Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah. Well, cause I want to try, remember that there was that whole beef. They were like, which is better? The Popeyes chicken sandwich or like the
Chick-fil-A.
I'm like, I've never tried either. I don't eat meat, but I feel like I want to weigh in. I want to try these sandwiches because they're marketing them so well. This competition, like who's is better? I want to buy both.
Well, in March, we went to Popeyes when we did our road trip to Wisconsin. Oh, my.
Popeyes is so
really
good.
I've had both. You know, I have had the privilege of having both.
Yeah.
Have you had Chick-fil-A?
I have not had Chick-fil-A, but I've had Popeyes.
I have a feeling you'd really love that place as a fast food restaurant.
I think I would, too.
Well, because they're nice. That's their thing, right? They're nice to you when you go in.
It's insane how
like,
nice
have
they
a blessed
are.
Day or whatever they say.
Yeah, even in Toronto, they were really nice. Mm-hmm. And they have the whole, like, drive-through thing so well organized everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, that whole one drive-through model where it's, like, one person takes your order, it's, like, they've completely abandoned it. It's, like, a 2-to-3-lane operation.
Oh, damn.
And all the workers come out like ants.
Oh.
And they take your order with iPads. And then there's, like, another station for paying. And then there's another station receiving your food.
Ooh.
You get your food, I kid you not, within 5 minutes if you're going through a drive-through. Which is, like, kind of...
That's really fast.
That's really fast, especially when it's a... I'm talking, like, line around the block.
Wow.
5 minutes.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay.
I know. I mean, I don't mean to rave about Chick-fil-A, because I know they're, like...
They're homophobic or
they're
whatever.
Homophobic. Yeah. I haven't gone to Chick-fil-A in a minute, mainly because I've been...
Here?
Yeah.
Please, Montreal.
Montreal doesn't have a lot of fast food at all.
No. We don't have Chipotle.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I long for all the time. Always.
Have
what,
you been to
Quesada?
Ugh. Or M4 burritos.
Like, don't do this to me. It's ridiculous.
You know, the rice was something that, like, it was blasphemous. Is that the word? It was hard.
It was bad.
I had quesadilla rice once, and it crunched in my mouth.
It crunches.
Wait, is that the one in C4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there. The rice was uncooked.
Yeah. It was raw. They were giving,
I was
basically,
like,
they were giving
me
raw rice. Yeah.
You
put a hop on back
rice.
There, put a hairnet on, cook you some quality rice.
Rice is hard to cook.
Get a rice cooker. Not you guys in particular. I mean, quesada. Get a rice cooker.
They should...
it's
okay.
Not that difficult.
I've been really into this YouTube. It's kind of niche. Just watching how restaurants operate. And it's just different restaurants. And they just zoom in on the entire process with no narration. And it's really cool. So the sushi restaurants in Japan... Apparently, sushi is served at about, like, 20% of restaurants in Japan.
That's it.
Because sushi is...
To clarify, we are recording outside, so there may be minor interruptions from outdoor noises such as cars, birds, and dogs.
Boo.
Yeah. Boo along with us if you also agree that the outdoors sucks and you hate it.
And dogs suck.
No. Too far.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so...
Go back to...
Okay, so at this chain sushi restaurant in Japan, their rice... cooking strategy is just the coolest thing on earth. It's you just put a bunch of rice and then you put it in this bag and it's kind of like a net bag. Then you take it out and it's full and beautiful and then you
Ooh.
And then they do like the traditional like, you know, it's a wooden bowl kind of thing, and they put vinegar in it. Like, it was a fast food restaurant, but like really high qual rice.
That's what I feel like, that's what we're missing, is fast food Japanese food.
Yeah,
like, because you can't really get fat like fast food ramen or fast food like sushi. I mean, yeah, sushi.
I mean, you can go to, what's it called, sushi place.
Montreal's just lacking fast food. Sushi world?
Sushi
world? I'm too scared to eat sushi here. I'm like, there's no, like ocean close to us that I'm like, where are you getting these fish?
But you know what's interesting is there's, like, 3 or 4 different restaurants for vegetarian sushi in Montreal.
Really?
Yeah, there's one, like, 5 minutes away, one 10 minutes away.
The one in Old Port, so
that one was
good.
So good.
They don't serve fish?
No, it's all vegetarian. And it was amazing.
Please send
me
the name. I've never heard of this.
It's really good, and it makes you feel a lot better. And, like, it tasted real. Mm-hmm. It was insane. Actually, I don't really remember.
Really, it wasn't, like, they're not trying to make, like, imitation food.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Mm-hmm. You kind of got those notes, you know?
It was sushi's good.
Sushi's good. It's really refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's really refreshing when I have to eat it when I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Mm-hmm. It's nice because it's like, I find I always think I need more because I'm like, oh, they're little itty bitty morsels. I can just like take one and eat the whole thing. So I buy a lot, but then I'm like, it's all rice. You're eating basically a chunk of rice and then like fish in the middle. And it's gonna like, it's gonna fill you up really fast.
Yeah, you're right.
Eating, like,
and
tons
the salt.
Of rice. Yeah.
It's expensive though.
Really? In Vancouver, it's not expensive, I think, because
there's,
like,
the ocean.
There's an overload of sushi restaurants, too. Like, there's so many. Yeah.
So they know that they have to, like, be competitive by lowering the price.
Competitive pricing?
In Charleston, there's barely any sushi, which is surprising because, you know, it's a
coast. You mean South Carolina doesn't have any sushi restaurants?
Oh.
I'm in utter disbelief. I am in shock. Here I thought it
I don't know
the
if
multicultural
the audience...
epicenter of the world.
Oh my god.
Charleston, South Carolina.
I surrender. Fine. Charleston doesn't have a lot of anything. We went to one Thai restaurant and one Indian restaurant and one, like, those were, we, like, hit the bases. That is it.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You need
There's
a
lot of Mexican restaurants, though, because they know that the South, like, they really like their American Mexican food.
If you had to choose 3 cuisines and 3 cuisines only to eat for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Oh, my gosh. That's...
I would have to have Mexican food.
Me, too.
Really?
I'd have to Mexican
Oh, my
as well.
God. It's so good.
It just, like... every time I know what to cook, I make a quesadilla, a burrito, or a taco.
Absolutely.
Every single time without fail.
Interesting.
They're foundational.
Yeah.
As foods.
Mm. Absolutely. They have, like, spicy rice. They do, like, what's the, mango with tahini and, watermelon with tahini. It's, like, delicious. You got your desserts covered. You got your carbs.
Yeah.
You got your protein.
Oh,
just chef's kiss.
Oh, so good. I know Maya has some niche.
Yeah, she's got
some
taste. I like Bulgarian, but like with Moscow influence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I'm from New York City,
Korean
guys.
Food.
Korean food.
You would say Korean food.
Of course you would.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And they're really creative.
Like Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Korean barbecue
so
is so good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. I went to an all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue place once, and I threw up in the bathroom. Thank you so much. I couldn't, like, you know, you're like, I'm full, but I simply need to gorge myself.
Yeah,
because,
that's some,
like,
kind of Hunger Games moment.
For real, because I'm like, it just tastes
so
good.
Good.
I don't want to stop having the experience of having this taste in my mouth.
That's me every Easter.
Yeah.
Every Easter.
Mm-hmm.
That, even these, oh my god, the Easter,
like,
bread we made.
The Easter brunch, I go hard. I don't stop. And even though... it feels like I'm about to, there's like, you know, because
we've got our
there's
cute
food in
on.
Your mouth, like in your throat, I'll still eat. It's just, I want to gorge.
I
know?
Get to the point where I like burp and I vomit a little bit, and then I'm like, that's where I need to stop. That's where the end game
is.
Say
in French, my stepdad always said, j'ai les dents du fond qui baigne. I have
what?
Like my back teeth are bathing and
throw
up.
That
just
is
like
disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
That
but it's like
really
after every meal he'll just say that, and I'm just like, okay, Pascal.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna incorporate that.
Je les dents du fond qui baigne. Yeah,
hilarious.
I know. It's like, and it just it encapsulates the, because not every time after a meal do you feel like you're about to throw up beyond measure, but when it's a good meal.
It's like onomatopoeic almost, too.
What does that mean?
Funky. Like, that kind of sounds like throwing up.
Je dans du fond qui baigne.
Yeah.
Oh my fond god.
It sounds like the noise you make when you throw
melodic.
It.
Melodic. Is that the word melodic?
Melodic, yeah.
Yeah. I hate myself.
It's no. Okay.
It's but okay.
Food is just so good.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about food a lot just now.
I love food.
I love food so much. It's been a comfort.
I just want to come out and say I'm sick of waiting. Tired of the way you hold that string. Had enough of you playing my feelings. Don't think you can blame me. Yeah, I might go easy, but don't you blame me. Maybe you can show up with the honesty you owe me. Maybe you can grow up and stop this game. Cause you're afraid of something. Ooh, don't think that I'll be hating. See, I'd rather you just say it. Just say it. Yeah, if you're out of love, I just wanna hear this over now. Oh, you don't gotta push around. Hear me out. Don't act like a child, be your grown ass up. So step up and put me down, yeah. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much, you just put me down. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much, you just put me down.
Get it, I can get it if you're looking for something I don't got. I know you'd rather let it be. Drop the ball and hope I make the call. But those signs are just a waste on me. See, I won't read into shit you could just say to me. Just say to me. And maybe you're just stuck in a belief or something. Maybe you think life should always ride out just the way you want it. Ooh, don't forget we're all just trying to get by. Maybe you could help me out this time. Maybe just this time.
So if you're out of love, I just wanna hear this over now. Oh, you don't gotta push around. Hear me out. Don't act like a child, be grown ass out. So step up and put me down. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. Ain't asking for much, you just put me down. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much, you just put me down.
I know you wanna think you're the nice one, but I won't stay on the shelf till the next no. one.
It's surprising because I would have thought I wouldn't have spent more money during this whole thing, but I have spent more money.
I've spent more.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You guys don't want to know about the online shopping addiction of really? 2021.
Really? It's weird because all of my purchases are basically food. Oh. I've spent like 3 to 4 times more than I did
yeah.
on food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't spend a lot on food. I spend a lot on clothes.
Okay, really? Tell us about your online addiction of 2021.
I had to delete my Instagram.
Oh.
Because they made it into a shopping app.
Oh, yeah.
So you shopped off of Instagram?
I would just go into the tab. It's not that I shopped off Instagram. I would go in the tab and I'd be scrolling through it and it would give me inspo to go shopping.
Yeah, you're right.
I was going thrifting 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, my God.
2 to 3 times
and
a week.
And how much were you spending at each...
Well, because it's thrifting, so it's not expensive. So if I spent, like, $20 every time I went, then it was, like, $60 at the end of the week. And, you know, $60 in 1 week, it's like, okay, that's one thing. But, like, there was a period for a month there I was going every week that many times, and I got to the end, and I was like, I'm down a couple hundred bucks. And wow. I have all these clothes that are cute, but I have too many clothes now.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. I got Depop. I sold some of them.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Because so, I was like, I need to part with you. I need to recondo my lifestyle.
I mean, it's tough. Like, not a lot of things. Food and items just brought just another level of joy. Because you can't necessarily meet with the people you love.
You guys have been cooking up a storm, though.
Yeah.
Like, every other week, I see you, and you're like, oh, we made this thing. We made these little thingies. And you made your banana bread. That was so good at the park.
It's like the only thing that really... Yeah. I mean, we had... That's why I'm thankful to have, like, a kitchen that actually has cabinets now. Because
Oh, yeah, we moved.
We moved? Oh, my God. We did.
We forgot that big part of our life.
Yeah. We all moved.
Well, that's why you didn't hear a radio show last week.
Yeah.
Or the week before.
You know, to our regular listeners, of which I'm sure there are many.
Of course.
Absolutely. Like, where the heck are Rosemai and Annika today? Yeah, that was the whole population of Montreal asking themselves that question.
Yeah, we live on... Maybe I shouldn't say this.
Definitely don't say the street you live on.
But we've moved.
We've moved.
From up near Clark.
From north? No, from south.
That's what, yeah, you used to live that north, now you moved to the south.
We moved to the south, closer to Sherbrooke than we'd like to be.
It's but we're happy. This is a lovely neighborhood.
It's a lovely neighborhood. Like,
we're very happy.
Yeah.
We're thrilled. Really upgraded in terms of homes. You know, it was time. It was time to, like, put our investments where they needed to go.
Exactly.
Are my investments working?
You say that you say my investments, but then you need to go to this place you're renting for a year. truly an investment. Truly an investment place.
It's an investment into our lives. Yeah, into mental our investment. Mental heads.
Yeah. You're like, this definitely is going to have some great returns on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Some great absolutely. Honestly, I kind of want to treat it as my house and like paint everything again and. Because, that front balcony needs some Jesus, I'll tell you that
I don't think your landlord would be like, no, don't make my house look better, you know?
I know, but then it's like, I would love to get compensated in some respects.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's got tenants of fixer-uppers here, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? My landlord is so weird. He said, he was like, oh, we need to paint, like, first of all, this is my second year with this landlord, it's a different apartment. It's a different apartment now, but it's the same landlord. And we have had this, the last place had black mold. So we had to go into the walls and deal with that.
Oh
and
my
then
gosh.
Because he done that, he was like, okay, we'll paint for you. Like, tell us what color you want us to paint your rooms. We'll paint them because you had to deal with this black mold and you couldn't like sleep in your bedrooms for a couple days. And then this year we have water damage in this apartment. And so he's like, okay, we fixed it. Now we're going to paint as well again. So let us know what color you want it. Or like, okay,
that's
work.
Cute.
I'm kind of like, I'm like, I don't want black mold and I don't want water damage. But if it's gonna happen, I'm happy I get something out of it.
So, what color did you do your previous room, and what color are you doing yours now?
My room before in the last house was purple when I got there, and so I just painted it white because I was like, I don't like the purple. And then now we're doing like a nice salmon-y, like creamsicle sort of orangey pink.
Ooh,
wow.
Yes, that's gonna be the
vibe. I enjoy
that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So, when is it happening?
Monday, tomorrow, or today for our listeners.
Monday.
Yes.
Monday for our listeners.
Oh, my therapy appointment soon.
Ooh, I have therapy on Tuesday.
I have therapy on Tuesday. What time?
No way. I have therapy at
11.
Shut the front door.
Maybe we have the same therapy. Maybe a joint therapy.
There is no way we have the same therapist if we have therapy at the same time.
Monday, Tuesday, 11 a.m.
Yes.
May
11th. McGill?
Yes. It's no, crazy. I'm not through McGill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bakishem. Thank God you're not.
Yeah.
I am.
Is it like that?
No, I mean,
this is interesting,
Maya's had
actually.
An experience.
Okay, Maya, tell us your experience with McGill. Because I actually, like, I haven't personally met anybody who's had a serious, like, or an actual problem with McGill Health Services. I've just heard through the grapevine a bunch of different stories and stuff. So, like, if you've got a fun little mental health story.
Not really. I mean.
I thought you had her and she was okay.
Yeah, like, I had a therapist for a while, but I feel like sometimes I feel like maybe McGill or the therapy center or health clinic, whatever, doesn't necessarily want to like treat people who don't necessarily like who aren't at the brink of something
more
serious. Mm-hmm. And so at one point I did feel like my problems were minimized in some way.
Mm.
And so that was difficult.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I wasn't really thrilled with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is shady.
Like when you're paying a therapist like out of pocket, they kind of like you have to you know, support your client and their
exactly.
problems because they're paying you a lot of money. But when it's through like a
health, like, insurance services company, and they already want to minimize their costs.
Exactly.
It's probably going to be like a, it benefits them to make sure you don't keep going to therapy.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But I just saw, like, a therapist from McGill Clinic again, and she was really helpful in, like, sending me outside of the Guild Clinic.
Okay, yeah.
So I will be finding a therapist outside.
So now you have to, but okay, I really don't want to pay for this appointment though, but I guess I have to.
What? If it's through McGill, you don't have to pay.
I don't have to pay? But no. I thought you said you had to pay like $120.
That's for a private therapist.
Okay.
Because we were discussing my options, and I can get on all of these waiting lists for a public therapist mm-hmm. and not pay that much, but
it's just like
it's never gonna happen, like, and I sort of need it now. So then she was like, well, you can go private, but it will be $150
per session.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of money for a college student.
Yeah,
but
once a month
I might
or
just
something
do it.
Yeah I mean, I looked at BetterHelp.
Oh yeah.
I'm
heard god awful things about
really
BetterHelp.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's $400 a month.
What?
It's $400, and it makes me mad. This is why it makes me mad, because YouTubers will advertise this to us like it's the most
helpful, accessible,
and it's like, why don't you think about your audience and the fact that it's literal 20-year-olds who are college students, and you're advertising a $400 a month service. Mm-hmm. It just, the business plan doesn't really make sense to me, because mm-hmm. like, people who can afford that much money for therapy are gonna go to like
a proper therapist,
not online. The people who are gonna do it online are people who are really like, who don't necessarily have the time to go mm-hmm. to a session every week.
Yeah.
So it just makes me kind of mad. And I was talking to my mom about it, because she's a psychiatrist, mm-hmm. and I was asking her if it was a reasonable amount, and she was like, no,
mm-hmm.
not for you in this moment.
If you were going like if you were going once a week, then I can see that being beneficial. But
exactly.
Like, I go to therapy every 3 weeks or a month.
Exactly.
So it's not like, that would be an absurd cost for me to pay.
Well, they were saying like, you can text them, you know, 24 hours a day and all this stuff. And I was like, I wish they had levels to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like you said before, it's not like we have, well, speaking for myself, I don't have this like, I'm not on the brink of anything very, very serious. So I don't need to have somebody like a text away at all times, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I feel like that's part of where the $400 comes in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, why don't you just give me like a $50 a month plan or something?
Yeah, and meet maybe twice a month, maybe three times a month.
Yeah, or once.
Or once. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it should definitely be a sliding scale. It seems ridiculous to offer one option
sliding
and
scale,
one option only.
For sure.
I know, and because I'm sure not all the therapists who are signed on to that contract or whatever are interested in doing that type of, but I don't know enough about it. Anyways, I was excited to like go to therapy the next day when I signed up for BetterHelp, and I was like, oh, never mind. Yeah, and they trick you with the wording too, because they were like, $100 a week, and we charge you every 4 weeks. And I was like, okay, so that's a $400 charge.
Yeah,
like,
that is a weird wording.
That, right?
Because
it sounds like, okay, if it's like $100 for a week of access to a therapist, mm-hmm. sure.
Jeez.
I don't know.
That's crazy, Tuesday at 11.
Yeah. What
That's
a coincidence.
So exciting.
What a small little world.
There's
going to
be a
Have
lot
fun,
more
guys.
Tears in the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday at 11 a.m.
I don't think about therapy until the 5 minutes before I have to go, and then I sweat like a dog in heat for those 5 minutes, and I'm like stressing out, and then I have my therapy session. I cry every time.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I've cried every single time.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Every therapy session.
I cry throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
but you know I'm a crier.
Well, it just makes, sometimes when you open up about problems and you just feel those tears coming in and you don't really know why you're crying, but then you understand that there's so much behind what you're saying.
Yeah.
I have a down pat routine with therapy now.
Really?
I have my 5 minutes of anxiety, I get on the phone, my therapist goes, hi, how are you today? And I go, and in my head I'm thinking, bad, 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 bad. And in my voice I say, I'm good, how are you?
Aww,
and then she goes,
honey,
I'm well, how are you really? And then we get into it.
Aww.
That's what it is every single time.
It's so cute.
It's not like a sad thing. Like,
no,
I, at this point my status quo is like, eh.
Yeah.
So if some days I'm like better, even better. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you like pay each session?
Mm-hmm. It's expensive. It is. But like I'm on my parents' health insurance.
Yeah.
And theirs covers
like 5 sessions a year, I want to say. So not a lot, but like half of it roughly. Yeah. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I think, like, with the $150, like, even though it's that expensive for every session, like, she wants me to go once a week, it's, like, I should, like, I can submit that to my insurance.
Yeah.
And they'll probably reimburse me.
At least, like, 60% yeah, or something.
They'll reimburse me some amount.
Yeah.
Because totally you're Canadian, right?
Yeah, I'm also Canadian, but I also am on my private insurance plan with my parents still. So I, like, have...
Oh, my parents took
Canada
that.
As well?
Parents took me off
well,
of that.
In some cases it does, and then in some cases it does not.
You so also, like, you could, because stuff is still online, you could just get therapists in the States.
Yeah, and well, that's what I was thinking, too.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which might be...
Still might plan. Be really expensive,
Yeah,
though.
That's true. So complicated. And they want me to see, like, a psychiatrist too, which, like, adds on.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, if they were to prescribe you meds and stuff, that's
yeah, I don't
more.
Know how much that's going to cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, like, my... meds that I'm on are like they're covered because public health insurance here, so I don't pay for my meds, but like you still have to pay the dispensing fee, and then every time you go it's you have to get it updated every month because like something about the medication your doctor has to keep prescribing it every month on a monthly basis, and you have to call them every month, so I have to do that and then I have to go every month to pay the dispensing fee and get a new prescription. Like I can't do 3 months at a time or whatever, so it like it racks you up a lot.
It racks
having
up.
Mental health issues is costly.
It's costly.
It racks you up a pretty high price,
but it's worth it
to have mental health issues.
Well, no, to have like
it's worth it. I'm quirky.
It's worth it to have to get help.
The, yeah, to get the treatment. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it. To
but
get
it just shows help. Like a lot of people don't necessarily have that
the
access
funds.
Or the funds, and because they know it's such a hassle, it's like if they go through that once and they're like, oh, I have to do all of that to keep this routine up and feeling okay, it's like ugh, exhausting.
Yeah, yeah.
No
and
thanks.
There's still such a stigma about it too, which makes it complicated.
Yeah,
people don't want to get diagnosed because
album entièrement en français, c'est pas déjà dit que je suis bourré de talent, ça je suis juste bourré. Mes histoires et des vannes ne tiennent plus debout, j'ai une mémoire retrouvée. Mon crayon touche la feuille comme les hélicards, mais pas pour les touches d'ivoire. Sous la neige, j'ai caché au le reste de l'hiver, ferme les yeux pour te voir.
Je t'aime, elle répond.
Yeah, I was Zooming with my professor and some students, and at one point we were talking about like this book, and it was saying, you know, taking a break from the climate justice movement and like thinking about yourself. And it's like, take a break, take a mental health break and all this stuff. And the professor was like, absolutely, like all this stuff. And I was like kind of confused because in their syllabus, they allowed one sick day.
Oh,
like
yeah.
One sick day. And I literally said to the professor, yeah, I mean, like, it's one thing. This is an environment class. And I was like, it's one thing to, like, say this stuff, like, take a mental health break. But, I mean, sometimes there's just no avenues to even do that. Especially, it's, for example, in a class like this, you're assigning one sick day in a global pandemic. Like, where is the logic? In any other semester, sure, a sick day. But, like, in this context, you have the audacity to do this. And he was just like, true, oops. And I was like, yeah, okay, start practicing what you're preaching. That's what makes me mad about McGill. It's like they don't have, what is it, like they mitigate but they don't like prevent. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's so
and
true.
It's like, okay,
yeah,
let's implement more things to actually have our students not less likely to get on the brink of like a mental health crisis rather than like push them to the edge and be like,
and then
therapy.
Provide the support.
What really gets me is the like, oh, if I make an exception for you, I have to make an exception for everyone. Do you know what an exception is? An exception. You make an exception for one person.
Yeah.
That's what an
like,
exception is.
Yeah.
If I'm like, if you're like, oh yeah, mental health, blah, 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 blah. And then I go to you and I'm like, as a professor, and I'm like, excuse me, like, I'm having a difficult time right now. My mental health is deteriorating. Can I have an extra couple days in the assignment? They're like, oh, if I make an exception for you, I have to do it for everyone. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Read
no one has to know.
No, just don't do it. Just don't make it. Just be like, I gave another student an exception. Maybe even if anyone find out about it, just be like, sorry.
Yeah. So the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. Case by case basis.
It's like as if. In those moments, you feel like you're part of the bureaucracy rather than just like a human to human interaction.
Exactly.
And it's really upsetting.
Yeah. Oh.
How many minutes are we at?
Yeah, probably should end it.
Well, that's a really low note to end off on.
Well, that's a note for McGill professors. I had a McGill professor come in to the bakery today.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Because he had a McGill hat on, and I was like, he didn't look young enough to be a student.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, are you a McGill professor?
Professor. He's like, professor. You're like, that's what I was going to say.
And he was like, yeah, I actually am. And I was like,
hi.
How are you?
Hi, do better.
I wanted to ask him how he's, like, coping. But I thought it was a little bit too deep for him to answer while
you, like,
serving him onion pockets.
And you, like, lean in, and you're like, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
How you doing? You good?
How are you doing?
You want to talk
like
about it, friend?
You seem kind of like a weirdo. As do all professors.
Be like that sometimes.
They really do.
I feel like a lot of professors, I don't know why I had this connotation in my mind, but I feel like they're all cat people.
Yeah, no,
you know,
for sure.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. I want to see all their houses.
I have such a hankering to see my professor's houses.
Yes.
It's insane.
It's insane.
The little snippets I get in Zoom is not enough. I know.
Hey, we're already so lucky.
I know. I'm like, I want to see, like, do you have, like, a velvet armchair moment?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a little
yellow
library,
curtains,
a bookcase? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the vibes?
What
I just
want to
know, because they're kind of, I mean, they're as smart as you get.
Mm-hmm.
In a very narrow context of intelligence, okay? But, I mean, they're pretty smart, though.
They're
no.
Pretty,
and they write well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much...
They're definitely literate.
They're...
Hands down, 100%.
Never
met a prof
that
wasn't literate. An art teacher? I'm pretty sure most art teachers are also literate.
But McGill doesn't have art.
McGill doesn't have
so,
art.
That's
hey, I took a creative writing course here.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah,
and
you told me about
sucked.
That.
So,
I thought it was Concordia.
No. Oh. Well, you can. They have this program at Quebec universities where you can apply to take a course at any other university in the... Maybe it's Montreal or maybe it's Quebec. I don't know. But, so I, like... A couple of people I know were gonna, they were at a couple, like, they went to a couple classes of the creative writing one at Concordia, but it's so far.
Mm.
Like, it's a hassle to get there. And then, like, this was pre-pandemic, so they were like, oh, I don't know anyone in these classes, and it's weird that I have to go all the way out here. I don't even go here, so. But yeah, they offered one at McGill, and it's just like, it was a nightmare. It was not good. But
really?
Yeah. It's just like, they're not, like,
they don't employ creative arts teachers at McGill, so I can't, like, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me that their program wasn't that great, but, like, it was fine. I was just kind of like, okay, I didn't learn that much, you know? I learned what I already knew, but okay. It was an excuse. It was an excuse to be like, I'm doing schoolwork and I get to write. So, that was nice. Yeah.
Like my voice when I told you I was leaving.
Well, thank you for listening.
Pack my bag up, sick at home. Never homesick down that road. In my room by the moon with no ceiling. I was driving in a van that was older than I+5, hitting Kanye West off the tip of Argentina. Better than drowning engine, ain't got no sick to blame instead of my reflection. So I dreamt, I packed it all like Anderson to end up where it all began. I was going up the coast in a minivan that broke, like my voice when I told you I was leaving. Packed my bag up, sick at home. Never homesick down that road. In my room by the moon with no ceiling. You don't wanna live in Brooklyn. What a view from my apartment. No more homies on the block, like on the corner like a stoplight. Yeah. I'm a ghost, they never notice. Hey. Never showed up for the showbiz. Took it back at the beginning when I knew when I was singing. Yeah. I was going up the coast in a minivan that broke, like my voice when I told you I was leaving. Back up, sick at home. Never homesick down the road. In my room by the moon with no ceiling. Told you I was leaving. Packed my bag up, sick at home. Never homesick down the road. In my room by the moon with no ceiling. Always going up the coast. Thank you.
Much for listening to CKT 90.3 FM, All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Annika.
And goodbye.
Good night.
The same in a different fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, celle 96. Popper les chaînes des trottoirs, caler les bières chips dip. Se retrouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si rien n'est pas fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre sur 96. On joue à même le sol, dos au mur, la poussière va toute seule, ouais. Feedback colossus, vague de chaleur trempée dans nos chandails. Tympan percé par les cymbales, ramé jusqu'à l'autre bord du fleuve, retour au bercail. Passé au travers du cachet, tout mis ça dans le taxi, puis la boréale. J'ai vomi sur le tapis, je sais pas trop où on s'en va, je m'en fais pas trop de toute façon. C'est pas la fin du monde. Même si on y arrive pas fin de la semaine, on ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, celle 96. Popper les chaînes de trottoir, caler les bières chips dip. S'en trouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. Big thing, ouais, mais next week. La tuque ben vissée, watch moi j'arrive. Miss la dernière L de casualty, typically V. 2h du matin, encore stock, chantier de Lévis. Sweet dreams, ils sont full of these. Mais certaines, un peu appelées. Comme un long dimanche, ceux qui vivent leur vie. Moi j'aimerais qu'elle commence, je vais l'été lundi. Tu choisis où tu traces ton silver lining. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si on y arrive pas à la fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de chacun dans ta terre, c'est le 96. Popper les chaînes de trottoir, caler les bières cheats, dip. Se retrouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Ah.